The British government has promised to consider strengthening the rules that are being introduced to protect bank customers from the risks associated with market speculation. The Parliamentary Commission on Banking has issued a report this morning saying more should be done to split the activities of banks so that their investment divisions operate separately from their trading divisions, which play the financial markets to make money. The Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Danny Alexander, said all those points would be studied. But do these recommendations go far enough? And if implemented, will they give enough protection and reassurance to the ordinary investor? Not according to Andrew Tyrie, who led the Parliamentary Banking Commission. The Conservative MP, who's also chairman of the Treasury Select Committee, told the BBC that unless what the Commission calls an electrified ring fence is in place, some bankers will simply try to get around it.
At the moment, the banks will probably behave, but in the long run, they'll find a way of gaming the ring fence if they don't have a strong disincentive to doing so. And politicians, too, could easily succumb to the siren voices of the kind of lobbying they have to put up with from banks. It's crucial you have a set of rules and a system in place that can keep banks well away from testing this ring fence.
The British Bankers Association denies that and says the real problem lies with the proposed new measures themselves. Its chief executive is Anthony Brown.
There is a trade-off between stability and lending, or stability and growth. And what you should look at here is the impact it would have on home buyers in terms of their ability to get mortgages, and also small businesses in terms of their ability to get loans from banks. And the concern there on the mortgage side is that there's a constraint on business for the banks. They could actually be banned from offering mortgages even to good, safe homeowners, as it were, sort of non-risky mortgages.
Mark Field is a Conservative MP whose constituency includes the City of London. Sean Lay asked him what he thought of this morning's report.
I welcome the Commission's report as a serious contribution to this ongoing debate. But I think what is most remarkable is that, given that we're now 4 years after the financial crisis began, there still seems to be precious little consensus about the future landscape of global finance and the financial industry.
What about the proposals for this, if you like, electrified ring fence, the phrase they use, that ring fencing on its own is not enough? There need to be much more rigorous incentives for banks to actually cooperate.
Well, my one chief criticism is that too much focus has been on how to punish the banks rather than creating a framework that will promote the interests of the general UK economy, but also ensure that our financial and related professional services industry remains globally competitive.
Segment 1.
The British government has promised to consider strengthening the rules that are being introduced to protect bank customers from the risks associated with market speculation. The Parliamentary Commission on Banking has issued a report this morning saying more should be done to split the activities of banks so that their investment divisions operate separately from their trading divisions, which play the financial markets to make money. The Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Danny Alexander, said all those points would be studied. But do these recommendations go far enough? And if implemented, will they give enough protection and reassurance to the ordinary investor? Not according to Andrew Tyrie, who led the Parliamentary Banking Commission. The Conservative MP, who's also chairman of the Treasury Select Committee, told the BBC that unless what the Commission calls an electrified ring fence is in place, some bankers will simply try to get around it.
Segment 2.
At the moment, the banks will probably behave, but in the long run, they'll find a way of gaming the ring fence if they don't have a strong disincentive to doing so. And politicians, too, could easily succumb to the siren voices of the kind of lobbying they have to put up with from banks. It's crucial you have a set of rules and a system in place that can keep banks well away from testing this ring fence.
The British Bankers Association denies that and says the real problem lies with the proposed new measures themselves. Its chief executive is Anthony Brown.
Segment 3.
There is a trade-off between stability and lending, or stability and growth. And what you should look at here is the impact it would have on home buyers in terms of their ability to get mortgages, and also small businesses in terms of their ability to get loans from banks. And the concern there on the mortgage side is that there's a constraint on business for the banks. They could actually be banned from offering mortgages even to good, safe homeowners, as it were, sort of non-risky mortgages.
Mark Field is a Conservative MP whose constituency includes the City of London. Sean Lay asked him what he thought of this morning's report.
I welcome the Commission's report as a serious contribution to this ongoing debate.
Segment 4.
But I think what is most remarkable is that, given that we're now 4 years after the financial crisis began, there still seems to be precious little consensus about the future landscape of global finance and the financial industry.
What about the proposals for this, if you like, electrified ring fence, the phrase they use, that ring fencing on its own is not enough? There need to be much more rigorous incentives for banks to actually cooperate.
Well, my one chief criticism is that too much focus has been on how to punish the banks rather than creating a framework that will promote the interests of the general UK economy, but also ensure that our financial and related professional services industry remains globally competitive.